USA News, I'm John Schaefer. As voting continues across several states, many pivotal races are being watched closely. Kentucky, where polls have closed in most areas, sees Democratic Governor Annie Beshear facing off against Republican contender Daniel Cameron. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is vying for re-election against challenger Brandon Presley. Ohio's ballot includes a measure on abortion rights, while Virginia's entire General Assembly is up for election, seen as a referendum on Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, heading the investigation into Hunter Biden's gun and tax case, says he has always had complete authority over the inquiry. During a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee today, Weiss reportedly refuted Republican claims that he struck a favorable deal for the president's son under White House influence. The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but is under increasing pressure to advocate a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have discussed temporary humanitarian pauses to allow aid flow into Gaza. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed a GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding, and they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
The proposal entails the construction of a border wall and the overhaul of asylum laws, including raising the threshold for asylum requests. The actor strike may be ending soon as SAG-AFTRA and studios have reportedly settled on AI usage terms. The final phase of discussions between lead negotiators and studios is scheduled for today. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A 69-year-old Jewish man is dead after a head injury following an altercation at an Israel-Hamas war protest in Ventura County, California. The death followed a confrontation with a counter-protester as both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were held at the same location. The medical examiner said that Paul Kessler's death was a homicide. Authorities have not ruled out the possibility that it was a hate crime. The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre advised caution when interpreting the polls, suggesting they should be taken with a grain of salt.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
According to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Friends enthusiasts have pushed the sitcom to the forefront of popularity on streaming platforms in the U.S. According to data gathered by the streaming guide Just Watch, Friends claimed the highest spot from October 30th to November 5th, coinciding with the passing of star Matthew Perry. Perry, who passed away at 54 in his Los Angeles home on October 28th, was a pivotal figure in the show. And a family welcomed a bouncing baby boy last month, born nearly twice the size of the average baby. The baby weighed 14 pounds, 8 ounces. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.